Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us on PGN. This is Deborah with you this evening. It is November 30th, and it is a privilege to be here with you under the direction of the Holy Spirit and this portal of presence and praise and the people of God's grace within his network and his church. So thank you again for everyone who is dialed in, listening. Have your hand raised. That's a beautiful little icon there for ministry. Praise God for that. And to those listening online or another time, we just bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I just want to pray a 2-minute song, literally. This is 2 minutes and 14 seconds, but I'm establishing something in the Lord, and there's a time and a season for it, and I believe it's now, and I'll explain that after this song. But I just wanted to decree a thing and establish what it is that I want to bring forth this evening, and I want to do that with this Light of Heaven from Julie True, again, 2 minutes. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, here's what's going on. I was thinking one thing, and then I realized something else as I sat down before the Lord, and he was just showing me a couple of things and just to decree this particular season and time, and even to include literally PGN. Okay, and its people, which is you and I. So I am... but literally something for PGN as well, because they are going somewhere and are decreeing and they're believing for land, right? Beloved Randy and Pastor has even spoke that here. So we're decreeing that for PGN, that God, the Light of Heaven, would light his way, and decreeing that this would come forth in Jesus' name and even in this season. Well, okay, so this is a season of, and let me explain how this came about. This right now is the season of Hanukkah, as you know. I'm going to relate this to the Jewish teaching and how they encompass things and experience the Word of God, and their, you know, to teach it from generation to generation with their family and together with friends and alongside of each other, and then experience that together and keep moving forward, okay? And they did it over a lot of their festivals, celebrations, and whatnot. So Hanukkah, let me just cap, is a festival commemorating when the Syrian king ordered the Jews to abandon the Torah and to publicly worship Greek gods, okay? So, and this act provoked rebellion led by Judas Maccabees. So it was the Maccabees, if you've heard of this, did this revolt by retaking the temple in Jerusalem, okay? Because the people that were there, which they had been desecrated by the Syrians, which they did very vile, and they really, they defiled and desecrated even the altar of God. It was disgusting. You don't even want to hear the things that they did. It was completely disgusting. And then they were, you know, invoking that the Jewish people follow their ways. And, you know, these Maccabees rose up and said, no, there's no way. They revolted against that. And this army of Jews won despite their small number. They were small in number, but they overtook the God's favor, and grace was on them to overtake the temple and to regain it back to them. And so what they did was they spent 8 days in the temple cleansing it and purifying the temple and rededicating it. They were cleansing it and rededicating it for 8 days. But when they came upon the temple, what they found was there was only enough oil, this anointed precious oil. Okay, there were different various degrees of oil that they had that they pressed with the olive press. And some was used for cooking, some was used for lamps, but the purest was only used for the temple and different various forms of even anointing as well, okay? And when they entered and retook this temple, there was only enough oil to burn for 1 day, and the menorah was in there, right? So they were burning the lamp, and at that time they used oil to burn the lamp. And there was only enough oil for 1 day. However, the oil actually burned for 8 days. The 1 day oil that they had sufficient for literally burned the entire time. So this was a miracle. It was a miracle of the oil that they used. It was a miracle of what God did, okay? And so the Jewish community, even in Israel, you know, the schools are closed down. It's a big period and holiday and festival that they are, that many Jewish people commemorate this particular holiday more than any of the others, okay? Even though it's not found, the word Hanukkah is not found in scriptures. But the Jewish people are very aware of the Maccabees and what took place, and for their people, and rightfully so and pridefully so in the sense of a people with the identity given to them by God with his name and the power of his word, okay? And so this is what this Hanukkah is about. And then burning the menorah every day is a light that is burned and lit. And they do, you know, basically for this eight days, which Hanukkah means dedication, they are reading daily scriptures and prayers. They're giving thanks offerings to God for delivering them from the strong hands, from the strong into the hands of the weak, and that the evil into the hands of the good. Okay, so God overturned things. And literally, this was a triumph, light over darkness, right? Literally and figuratively, spiritually speaking. And the oil, there was a miracle in the oil. Okay, so the Jewish tradition, the Jewish people, how they taught is that they taught through seasons and teachings and experience. And we see this even in scripture and overlapping when we learn more and more of the knowledge and the wisdom of his ways, in which Ephesians 1, Paul speaks of and tells us and encourages us to pray these things, okay? So as I was reading this and I was thinking of the oil, okay, this is what I was thinking is of the oil. And when I Googled about the oil just to learn more about that and the Old Testament, New Testament, and you probably know where some of this is going, but in the Old Testament brought up Jacob. Okay, that was the very first thing that it brought up, okay? And so and then the New Testament, we're going to talk about a couple of those things too, being wise and foolish, right? And making our, you know, we are the temple of God. We are the temple of God. And we want to keep our oil filled, right? And we want to be wise with that. And while this is a season of this, so this ends, this Hanukkah season ends December 6th, what this does is I believe it puts us in a power of agreement. This is what is happening with the saints who believe in God. While there are, yes, Jewish, those are the Jewish faith, who have yet to come to know Jesus as their Messiah, right? But they are in this place of celebrating God and doing these things, okay? And there's people in our land, in the United States, lots of different states, in the Jewish community, and I'm sure in your neighborhoods as well. I mean, even Target, come on, is selling things. And also, what is that other, Old Navy, you know, pajamas that are Hanukkah. So it's very much within our nation. So the Jewish people had this understanding, and they knew this, that when they taught something, that they taught it to experience it, okay? And if we grab a hold of, I just want you to, not that you have to, not telling anyone to celebrate Hanukkah if you don't celebrate Hanukkah, but I want you to take a hold of a truth in and through this symbolically, because symbolically, we extract that even prophetically. And that was done as well in scripture as well. We see that as well. You know, symbolically, a lot of times that's even prophetically, or how he's speaking in his voice, okay? And so his light is coming forth, okay? And we want to take a hold of what truth that we can take a hold of and the power of agreement with that during the season, which that is this week. It ends December 6th, okay? That is the week of Hanukkah and those 8 days there. We're in the second day today, so that's it ends December 6th. Okay, so I'm just encouraging you. I'm encouraging myself. But there's a testimony in it, right? When there's a testimony in something, it gets repeated, that there's unity, that there's power of agreement, that there is a miracle. It is a season for these miracles and the Lord to bring forth his light. And in Job 22:8, where it says, decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy way. Okay, so we have some things that we can take a hold of and what we agree with during this season, right? And during this place and this time. Okay, so take a hold of what you can, agreeing this week, okay, with what you can, with the light of the world, his miracle, his oil, the anointing oil. Let's not forget the oil. It's very, very important. Actually, I don't even know any of the Jewish celebrations, festivals, or holidays that don't include food. This is how they, even during Hanukkah, they eat food that is oily food, like jelly donuts. They eat potato pancakes, latkes, or however they say it. Okay, oily food. They eat things oily. Everything that they do in their teaching and their celebration, they are experiencing it even with their food. There is a commemoration even with the food and the celebration. In every single one of them, there is a food that's related to what they eat during that time. Believe me, there's one with cheesecake as well. So, okay, and so it's a historic victory. This is a historic victory. This is what we want to agree with during this time. Agree with, you know, maybe there's people yet in your family or in your neighborhood, historic time to come to know Jesus and their salvation, like decreeing that and this historic victory against religious oppression. Okay, come on, some of you are going to take a hold of that even further and greater than I can explain or comprehend during this time, right? Because sometimes there's a prophecy inside a prophecy, okay? So here's an example with oil. The women who anointed Jesus, I don't know if I think I might have mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, but the women who anointed Jesus with oil or perfume, okay, they anointed him. In those places, within those cities in which they did that, there had been a resurrection in that. So like Lazarus had been resurrected, okay? And within that city, there had been some type of, and so they're anointing. So it was like a prophecy inside a prophecy. So I want to encourage you too, with the anointing oil, which we're going to talk about in just a few minutes, in the New Testament, it was used in the anointing oil, and allow the Holy Spirit to show you and to make placement on, you know, how and when to use this anointing oil, even in your prayers. Maybe you have a certain prayer closet or a certain place, or you want to write out your decree and anoint it with oil. But there is something here with the miracle of the oil and the light of his word and this miracle that that just keeps going forth and going forth. Okay, so here's the, also what I've noticed from what I've learned. Again, I'm not a theologian and I'm not, I don't even know if I'm Jewish. I need to take a DNA. My husband asks me all the time, are you part Jewish? And I say, you know, I need to take a DNA, but if I did, I suspect I'm at least 3% Jewish, but I don't know for sure. Has not been, it's plausible, but it has not been proven. Okay, so one thing I've noticed in and through of learning the celebrations and the festivals of Jewish people is this. These are some themes that I see repeated. One, there's a great preservation of their faith because they're always taking this time to recall God, to esteem God in its highest place and honor, and that he is God Almighty. And a lot of them, this is what they're doing, okay? And then there's also a sense of them consecrating themselves, saying they belong to God. This belongs to you. I belong to you, okay? And there's a preservation of faith, and you again, you're passing it on to your family, so they're preserving it. They are esteeming God in his highest place of honor and that he is God Almighty. They consecrate themselves where they belong to God. There's this, like, a setting themselves apart, but really they're saying, I belong to you, God. I'm going to repent of this. I'm going to shed myself of this. I'm looking to you. I belong to you, you know, and then they also will anoint themselves. There might be an anointing there, a courage that comes forth of their calling to live in a greater place for them and to speak out and to live out. So a lot of it is courage, right? So this is also encouragement for the Jewish community for their courage to continue to speak forth and continue to live out their faith. And the blessing of the Lord is upon them. This is the ways of the Lord. Does the Lord ask them to do that? This is the ways of the Lord. And we need to distill that and extract the ways of the Lord and take a hold of what we can and come alongside of this for the power of agreement, okay, for the power of agreement for this season in Jesus' name. Maybe the power of agreement even for PGM. That's why, I mean, the Lord put that on my heart to even play that light of heaven to come forth through PGM and to decreeing a thing that it might be established. So Jacob, when we read this, when this came up, okay, so actually the oil comes up 222 times. Oh, okay, 222, again, 222. Okay, so prophetically, symbolically speaking, again, in scripture and prophetically speaking, it is, and even to us, okay, and their traditions and their experiences to teach the truth in Jesus' name. So there was wine and oil, and those were even symbolic to the anointing of Jesus and the blood of Jesus. The wine was for the blood of Jesus, and the anointing was for the oil of Jesus, okay? Okay. And so in Genesis 28, so I'm not going to read the whole thing. Well, I'd love to. We do not have enough time. But Genesis 28, which is Jacob, the story of Jacob. Isaac blesses Jacob to go upon his way, okay, in Genesis 28. This is, you can look at this later. And remember, he had a dream. He put a pillow. He was in a certain place, and he put a stone under his head for a pillow, and he slept there, and he had a dream of the ladder of the angels ascending and descending. And then he ended up, when he woke up, and the Lord spoke to him in a vision and in this dream. And let me go there. Verse 18 says, so Jacob sent away, and then verse 10 starts to talk about his dream. And then Okay, hold on. Because the Lord spoke to him in this dream too and said, very similar to, in verse 13 it says, and behold, the Lord stood above him. Okay, he was having this dream of the angels going to and from heaven. Then the Lord stood above him and around him and said, I think I'm reading in the Amplified, I am the Lord, the God of Abraham, your father's father, and the God of Isaac. I will give to you and your descendants the land of promise on which you are lying, which, you know, laying on. Your descendants shall be as countless as the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west and the east, the north and the south, and all the families, nations of the earth shall be blessed through you and your descendants. 15, behold, I am with you, and I will keep careful watch over you and guard you wherever you may go, and I will bring you back to this promised land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I promised you. Amen. Okay, grab a hold of that one. Then verse 16, then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, without any doubt, the Lord is in this place. And I did not realize it. So he was afraid and said, how fearful and awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God. And this is a gateway to heaven. I like that. Verse 18, so Jacob got up early in the morning and took the stone he had put under his head, and he set it up as a pillar. This is a monument to the vision and dream. And he poured olive oil on the top of it to consecrate it. And he named that place Bethel, the house of God. And the previous name of the city was Luz, almond tree. And then Jacob vowed a promise to God, okay, that he would keep his journey and take it. Okay, okay. So, so at the end, verse 22, it says, this stone which I have set up as a pillar, God's house, sacred place to me, and everything that you give me, I will give a tenth to you as an offering to signify my gratitude and dependence on you. Okay, so this is what Jacob says to the Lord. Jacob does not return there. Okay, he goes on to do other things in his life and to get married, and you remember Leah and Rachel and his story there. And then in chapter 35, Genesis 35, then God said to Jacob, go to Bethel and live there and make an altar there to God who appeared to you in a distinctive manifestation when you fled years ago from Esau, your brother. And then Jacob, so then he did go back there. He journeyed back there because the Lord told him to, right? He said, he told him he was going to promise him that. And then, okay, you got to read this on your own, really, before the Lord. And then verse 14 says, the Lord changes his name from Jacob to Israel. Okay, because he's in that place. Verse 14 says, Jacob set up a pillar in the place where he had talked with God, the pillar of stone, and he poured a drink offering, which is wine, on it, and then he poured oil on it to declare the sacred for God's purpose, to declare it sacred for God's purpose, which was, the house of God. So that was part of the anointing oil, and in that place, how he led Jacob to the land. He spoke to him, and there was an opening, a gateway to heaven, and an opening for the Spirit of the Lord to be upon that. So let me just decree and declare over PGN that, Lord, that you would guide Randy, Lord, significantly and profoundly. I know that has been something that I had impressed upon before. Significantly and profoundly, Father God, let your light shine upon his way, God. We thank you, Lord, for in his heart, Lord, he holds this land, God. And I thank you, Lord, that you would parallel that to Jacob somehow, Father God. And through the anointing oil and the wine, God, that it would be through your blood and through your anointing, Lord, that you would open up even a gateway of heaven, Father God, to be upon that land, Lord, and that you would call him to a specific place and a specific land, Lord, that he would anoint before you and consecrate before you, Father God. And we thank you for the preservation upon this, Lord, and the dedication upon it, God, and the decree that you're calling upon it, God, that it be of your purposes, sacred, for God's purposes. In Jesus' name, we just pray that, God. And let there be the altar of the Lord, Lord, and let you call it forth, Father God, as you call it and as you name it, Lord. In Jesus' name, we thank you for that. We thank you for the blessing, that the blessing the Father would have upon it. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so in the New Testament, okay, so also just to do a similar symbolic thing is why we might not do celebrate a lot of these, commemorate these festivals and feasts as the Jewish community do. But what we do is take communion, right? That is common to us as we take communion when the Lord told us, as often as you do this in remembrance of me. So it's very similar, the feasts and the celebrations of this stuff. They're very symbolic to the place that they were, what God did for them, and what they are yet to accomplish, if you will, okay? And so it's one of the prayers that you pray over lighting the lights. It says, blessed are you, Lord God, ruler of the universe, who performed wondrous deeds for our ancestors in those ancient days and at this season. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, ruler of the universe, who has given us life and sustained us and enabled us to reach this season. So they're always calling upon the Lord and his name. So thank you, Lord. Yes, thank you, Father. Lord, and we, thank you, Lord, we do pray. Okay, Father, we are going to pray. We are going to pray about that. Okay, so thank you, Lord. Sorry, that was a little distraction there. So in the New Testament, the oil in Matthew, Mark, Hebrews, James, and Revelation, and in Luke. And Matthew, it talks about the oil for fasting. You know, if you're fasting, put oil on your face so nobody really knows. It talks about the wise and the foolish, with the oil and keeping their lamp full and spending time with the Lord, casting out and anointing the sick with oil. That's what's done in Mark 6:19. Hebrews 1:9, the Lord anoints you with the oil of gladness, which we'll come back to Hebrews another day. James, we know the one in James, and then Revelation, it says, Revelation 6:6, do not damage the oil and the wine. So isn't that interesting? Yeah, it is. Then we already talked about the women who anointed Jesus' feet with costly perfume, and that they were in this oil were miracles and faith. So thank you, Lord. And we are the temple. We are the temple. And we, you know, we branch out kind of like the menorah, but the spirits of the Lord that are symbolic for that. Okay. But it's he that is providing. He provides the in the menorah, when you light the candles for Hanukkah, there's 1 liter candle that lights. It has a specific Jewish terminology that I cannot pronounce, but it lights that one candle lights all the other candles daily. And it's because God alone is our source, and he is the provision for all. You know, he makes it possible, right? Yes, he does. Okay, so we thank the Lord for that. And thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for just bringing that forth in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, how you continue to speak, Lord, Lord, in our lives, Father God, that you would show us how you're speaking, Lord. We just want to honor your light, Lord. We want to honor even your blood and your anointing during this time, God. Let it be done on earth as it is in heaven, God. Let us in this nation have a historic victory against religious oppression, God. We just pray that in advance over this time, over this nation, God. We pray for a power of agreement and over your miraculous power, God, in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for all those who are grieving over the loss of loved ones, Lord, and the loss of fellowship, even in the body of Christ, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, that you would comfort and surround those, Lord, who need your light the most, God, that you would shine your light upon their hearts, Lord. I pray, Father God, that they would not be overtaken, Lord, but that your anointing and your balm would bring healing to them. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. And I think hold on 1 second, I'm sorry. So thank you, Lord, for your goodness, Father, in Jesus' name. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Okay. We're going to, one thing, too, that I've seen parallel, I'm waiting for that. One thing, too, that I've seen parallel, because of the Jewish people, it says that they were small in number, despite that they were small in number. They overtook these people. The Jewish army won despite their numbers, okay, what was expected of them, that they actually won and things got overturned, okay? Well, I've been noticing the last few weeks watching football with my husband that there's a lot of, and they're even using the words like in the sports commentary, like unexpected, undetected, not necessarily underdogs. I don't know if I heard that one, but basically meaning that type of terminology where they come forth and they actually win. They actually take the win where they were undetected, unexpected, you know, or to this underdog type of thing. Even in many of the sports teams that we have been watching, now some's college, and I'm not sure if the other was professional or not, but I know we've watched a handful of different college games where that was the case. So, again, I feel like that's prophetically speaking over something symbolic that's happening even in the season. And this is why I just encourage you to come into agreement with what is happening during this time and during this season of Hanukkah and however the Lord would lead you or guide you or impress upon your heart unto the Lord, you know, even if it was just a thank offering every day, whatever it might be. But I would just encourage you to dive into that and to take a hold of it and to give it honor in whichever way that you can. In whichever way that is right for you and your faith to take a hold of, okay? Agreeing with that this week, I would encourage you to do that because there definitely is a blessing and things that are repeated. So thank you, Lord. Yeah, thank you for historic victories. God, thank you for historic victories, Father God, for turnarounds, God, for things that look like they were under or whatever, God. Let them turn around, God. Let it be unprecedented, Father. In Jesus' name, we set our faith in agreement that you would do these things, God, even in marriages, Lord, in lost children and prodigals, God, and those in their calling, God, that you would call forth their calling, that you would light it forth, Lord, in Jesus' name. And I pray for every person participating and take a hold of this truth and the oil and the light, that it would be for their household and their generation as well, God, and their descendants. Father God, let it bless their descendants and their household. In Jesus' name, to receive the blessing. Lord, we ask that you, your anointing, Lord, we ask for your anointing, God, to come, Lord, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Lord, and teach us along the way, God, and to speak to us more and more and more during this week, Father, of your light, of your truth, and of your way, God, and how we are to take a hold of it, how we are to dedicate ourselves to you during this time, God, or dedicate our prayers or offerings, whatever it might be, God, service or time or talent, Lord, whatever it might be, Father, that that it will be done for your honor and for your glory and for your miraculous power, that you are God Almighty and that you do sustain the universe and you do rule the universe, God, in Jesus' name, Lord, and that we call attention to that in our spirit and in our soul. And we decree it, Lord, let us decree that your life in those areas, Lord. Life. We speak life, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Jesus' name. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines. Thank you so much for waiting and patiently listening. I hope that blesses you and encourages you. And I pray that it'll be fruitful. The Lord will bring forth the fruit of that in your life in Jesus' name. Okay. 205-531. Good evening. Good evening. How are you doing?
Good.
Hey, Julia May. How's it going over there in Alabama?
It's great.
Good. Good. Do you guys get snow over there at all? Ever?
Every now and then.
Every now and then. Okay.
Okay. It'd be real light, and then wait about, it only be an hour, but it'd be gone, so you have to get up and catch it real fast. And sometimes
yeah.
We
yeah. Yeah, okay. I'm curious. Well, thank you. Thank you for calling. Let's pray for you. Father, we thank you, Lord, for Julia May, God, in Jesus' name. And let me just pray some because my phone did distract me. So, Father, I thank you, Father God, for that you just reset my focus, Lord, and that distraction, and that whatever that is that's pulling on me, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, and desiring to be responsible, but yet, Father, serve you in an honoring way, God. Let that come forth, Father. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you for Julia May, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, we just come to your altar, Lord, in Jesus' name. So I'm seeing like a breeze of the Holy Spirit, and I'm also seeing feathers. And feathers just blowing, and like a gentle whisper of you know, his voice and his and these feathers coming by you. And so I thank you Lord for what you're doing. And you know, the Ancient of Days too, because your garments are like Ancient of Days, if you will. And you know, even when he told Elijah, you know, I'm not going to be in the storm. It's going to be this whisper and this gentle. And, you know, I believe it was referring to the Holy Spirit's voice in reference to, you know, even Jesus saying, my yoke is easy and gentle, take it upon you. And these feathers of like these angels and this, you know, I think it is even evidence of his presence, evidence of his voice, evidence of what you're hearing, that will be seen, that'll be seen for you, you know, and as it's happening, that there'd be evidence of it in the natural. So we thank you, Father God, Lord, that your spirit goes before her, mm-hmm. that it is her rear guard. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for your gentle wind and your gentle spirit and your gentle breeze. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Yeah, it's definitely, and, you know, it probably is even, and, okay, what I'm remembering right now is one time I was at, I'm saying it's even angelic, a release, yeah, which I, okay, a release even of angelic happening in this as well. And I don't, okay, so the exchange of probably your prayers and his response, some angelic stuff is happening. But I'm remembering this one time, what I was specifically remembering is that the Lord was calling to my room, which is, and I might have shared this here before. I was in this conference, and this person who sat before me, like kitty corner in the row right directly in front of me, a word was given forth that from the front that an angel was going to come and visit. Angel was coming upon him and visiting him and whatever, instilling something, deposited something, whatever it was. Okay, but the angel was going to come right there upon him and whatnot. And so, but it was right in front of me, like kitty corner. And I said to the Lord, I said, Lord, when that angel is done doing what it came to bring for him, you know, at your command, when he is finished, he or she, when the angels, can it pass by this way on its way when it's done? Will you have it pass by my way? And it did. And I completely, it was unbelievable because I could see the man was like engaging the Holy Spirit, but I didn't feel anything or any presence or anything. Literally, he's literally one row in front of me. But shortly after that, I all of a sudden felt encompassed by this presence of this angel and like the heaviness of the glory that was upon it. It was really incredible. I don't even know what made me think to ask it, but I did. So in that, so this like, not that the angel is passing you by missing you, because it's obviously this activity that you're engaged in, and but its presence is there and around you. And I'm seeing these feathers, yeah, even these feathers and this gentle wind and even a gentle swirl. And so I thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. It could even be like your worship, and it doesn't necessarily have to be worship like in worship music, because our worship and our dedication and our sacrifices and, you know, and what the things, how we're worshiping him, or our adoration to him is also causing a release of angelic activity as well. So I thank you for that, Lord. I thank you. And, you know, I might have talked about this before as well. This is for everyone, really. And that was your prayer. So in Jesus' name, we bless you with that, Julia May. And let that come forth, Father, as I see it. Let her experience that and come forth as that, God, even in the traditional sense, in the Jewish traditional sense, that she would experience that and be able to talk about that in such a way to her descendants could embrace it as well, in Jesus' name. Well, so, I might have talked about this a few weeks ago when I was talking about our priestly identity. Well, part of our priestly identity, of course, is growing closer to the Lord. And where heaven and earth meet and touch. And part of that is Jacob and his priestly identity and his, you know, getting closer to the Lord. And those are places that we can, you know, where the New Testament even talks about we're seated in heavenly places and our priestly anointing, which is that place, again, where earth touches heaven, where heaven touches earth, and we have access to that. We do have access to that. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, well, praise the Lord. And maybe the place that and this is for everyone too, the place where we pray, the place where we meet the Lord, we want to anoint that with oil during this season, right? And whatever, yeah, he's calling us to, yeah, I would, something with the oil as well. So thank you, Lord. I'm just remembering, but the Holy Spirit is going to have family house guests for the holidays. And I believe I'm supposed to anoint those pillows with oil in the preparation for their arrival. So thank you, Lord. So praise God, Julia May. That's a wonderful vision that I've seen for you.
Amen.
Yeah. Well, hey, do you have anything specifically going on or any specific prayer requests?
You'll see a prayer for my niece. They came up with another solution after testing her about the blood clot. We praying for that. The removal of the blood clot, she would be, that would prevent her from waking up. So I guess they're trying to figure out a way now. They found out that's what keeps her from waking up. So you're praying for her and my cousin and my church. They have cancer. Mm-hmm.
Your cousin has cancer?
Yes, yes. They're treating her. She gets shot once a week now. Lung cancer. And I have a church member. She has just found she has breast cancer. And she's in treatment. Mm-hmm.
Okay, for sure. We will pray for that. Okay, thank you, Lord. Lord, we just come into agreement, Lord, with your word. Father, your word of healing and Psalm 103, God, that you bless us and heal us from all of our iniquities. You deliver our life from destruction. In Jesus' name, let that be so for her cousin and her niece. In Jesus' name, God, that you will remove this cancer. We curse it at its root. In Jesus' name, they have no functioning role or place within these bodies. In Jesus' name, we thank you that you loose her and let her go. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Father. Thank you. It has no hold on her. We thank you, Father, has no grip on her. In Jesus' name, no hold. In Jesus' name. And, Lord, we thank you, Father God, for, whatever this blood clot and this discovery is, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for the advancement, Lord, and the favor of God and your wisdom and provision, Father, for her niece, Lord, in this blood clot and moving forward, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you for the preservation of life and the restoration of life, God. We pray, God, during this season, Lord, that your anointing oil would touch her, God. Let the angel of the Lord touch these women, touch them in these places where they need healing. Let your balm and your healing be released, Lord. In Jesus' name, and let there be a miracle, God. Let there be a miracle in the oil being released to them, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you for your wonderful works, Lord, and your wonderful ways. God, we acknowledge it, and we come into agreement with it during this season and during this time. Come to agreement with it with all the saints who are praying, God, and the things that they're asking for, Lord, in Jesus' name. Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. We come expecting, Father, expecting restoration, expecting healing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
God bless you.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I was going to say it was good to hear your voice and a privilege to pray for you. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. Take care. Okay, sorry, I can hear my neighbor outside. 315-254. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Good evening. This is Aunt Elise calling from Florida.
Aunt Elise from Florida, thank you so much for joining us. God bless you.
Thank you.
I'm going to just mute your phone while I pray for you. Thank you. Thanks. Okay. I'll be right back. Thank you, Father God. Lord, we just thank you for Aunt Elise, Father. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you for your grace, God. We thank you for your grace to create, God, and your grace to recreate, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, God, we thank you, God, just for your creative works, your creative ways, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Father, for your grace to create, Father. In Jesus' name, thank you for your creative works. Lord, we thank you for even signs and wonders. In Jesus' name, create. There's something in the word create. Create. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, the Lord is, well, he can create. He also is continuing to create things that we have need of. And he, you know, while we ask him things, you know, I guess I've never seen it like this in this particular way before, but, you know, we can ask him things and it says that he leads us and he prepares the way for us, but sometimes he's literally actually creating that and creating that moment of time where we step into that and it's something that we asked him for and have been praying for, but all along he had been creating it, creating that moment, creating that time, and creating that space, if you will, for it to happen and for it to take place. And so, because when we arrive there or when we receive it, sometimes we think, oh, it was already created and I just stepped into it and now I have the, like the knowing of it or the knowledge of it or the answer to it. But actually the Lord, sometimes, and I hadn't seen it like this again, in this way, is that sometimes he's actually creating it, to take place and creating it to happen behind the scenes and things that we do not know of. So there's wisdom in his provision. And I've never heard anyone pray or to say, like, pray for wisdom and provision. But one time we were in need of provision and the Lord told me I mean, that's literally when I was praying, this what came out of my mouth was to ask him for the wisdom and the provision. And just incredible things were happening that that he probably created because of the prayer, you know, like decree a thing and it shall be established, right? And his light shall shine upon the way. So he's creating it to happen. But there's something on that word create, because even when I say it, I still sense. So there's still something yet that is coming forth. Create. Let me go here. Okay, certainly creation. Okay, well, the first verse that comes up is says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right and steadfast spirit within me, which quite frankly is a very huge miracle. I think that's a miracle right there for God to create a clean heart. I mean, when we think of David, which David was saying this, we think of Paul and just the different, you know, their lives and their testimonies. And what God literally did is he created in them a clean heart and renewed a right spirit and a steadfast spirit within me. But to create things even spiritually that are right, spiritually in order, he does have the miraculous power, the miraculous light. You know, his light is marvelous to do so. So there's something, again, I don't feel settled in the word create. Like I feel like, and I feel like what's going to happen tonight, I'm going to lay my head on my pillow and I'm going to go, oh, that's what he, it was something more to that. But so thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for speaking and directing, God. We believe your word, Lord, that you can create, Lord. We thank you that you are even passionate about your creative work, Lord, that you're passionate about creating, God. So I thank you for that, Lord. And maybe even like order and reordering things, to reorder something and to create, to create and even set a reorder of something that you'll see in the natural, but it actually very much affects you spiritually in a good sense, that it's fruitful, it's bountiful. In Jesus' name, I thank you for that, Lord. So it's like creating a space, but the space is there, but it's being created in the natural, so you see it different, and then your spirit is receiving it in a bountiful way, and then you are responding to the Lord with this renewed spirit, right? This renewed place within you. So I thank you for that, God. I thank you, God, for this refreshing and the renewal and the creating, God, things that are abundant for her spirit to receive with you and from you, God, and to you, Lord. I thank you for that. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name, to make that space plentiful. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Well, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. Thank you. Do you have anything specific you would like prayer for?
I don't know. It kind of feels like lately, like all areas of my life have kind of been crazy and all like over the place, like with family, personal relationships, friends, work, everything has just been, crazy. I don't know the word to pick for it, but everything's been all over the place. I've been deeply in prayer, sometimes not even knowing what to pray for next, but I don't know, just clarity on everything. I don't know if you can just pray for me for clarity, I guess. because I'm not understanding everything that's going on.
Yeah, I think too. Maybe maybe the space of him creating a space for you to see things, you know, differently, that are refreshing and renewing for your spirit with him, you know.
Mhm.
Yeah. So. I know. Psalm. You can read this on your own. Like Psalm 5 comes to mind, and it's just a verse kind of on God's guidance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I don't know if that would relate or not. But so, Father, I thank you, Lord, for Antelise. Father God, we come into agreement, Lord, with your guidance, Lord, with your clarity, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, in what you're doing, Lord, in her life and around her, Father. I thank you, God, for teaching her, Lord, for your Holy Spirit, God, as our advocate and our shield, our defender, and teacher, God. I thank you, and comforter. Lord, I pray that you would make supply for her in every area that she has need of, Lord, by your mercy and your grace, Lord, and that you would strengthen her and comfort her, God. I ask that you would surround her, God, with a shield of your favor in Jesus' name, Lord, and that you cover her, God, with your love, Lord, and with joy, Father God, in Jesus' name. And, Lord, just encompass her hurt with your truth, Lord, in and through this season, God. We ask for, again, your light and your anointing, Lord, over her for this season, God. And whatever place that she would need a miracle, Lord, we ask for that. Lord, we ask for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much.
Amen. God bless you. Thanks for joining us.
God bless you. Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you. You too. God bless. Thank you so much. Okay. Caller 972-365. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Deborah. This is Rhonda from Texas.
Hey, Rhonda. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. Good to hear your voice, by the way, and the word message you shared tonight was very good. I have a coworker that he said 2 weeks ago he was in here, and he said he left work because he was sick, wasn't feeling good, and his blood pressure was like 200 over 100 and something. He said he spent 7 days in the hospital, and he came back to work, but we noticed that he's not feeling good. He's a believer because we was born again believer. We was talking about the word earlier. But he's not feeling good, and I wanted to get prayer for him. His name is Claremont, Claremont Williams, I believe, or William Claremont.
Okay, he's a coworker.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, wow, I'm sorry to hear that. Yes, let's pray for him. Father, we just thank you, Lord, and we lift up Claremont Williams, or William Claremont, Father God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you are the author and the perfecter, God, of faith, Lord, that you are, Lord, we ask that you come alongside of him, Lord, and build your faith within him, Father. In Jesus' name, Lord, we ask, Lord, in accordance to the season, in accordance to our faith and obedience to your word, Lord, that you would release healing virtue unto him, God. We thank you, Lord, and declare, God, and recognize that you hold the excellence of power, that you hold the authority, that you are the majestic God and ruler of the universe. We ask, Lord, that you would release your anointing, release your healing unto him, Father God, to his lungs, to his throat, God, to his stomach, God, his intestines, Father. In Jesus' name, we thank you, God, from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. Let the light of Jesus shine upon him and bring the glory of God and bring forth healing, Lord. Let the wings and the rays of the sun bring healing on its wings to him, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you for your angels who do your bidding and go forth to your, according to your word, as you command your word, God. We ask, Lord, for the healing to be released upon him, Father. And we thank you, God, for a turnaround, God, a turnaround and a turning point for him that's significant. God, in Jesus' name, lift him out of this place, Father. In Jesus' name, God, we pray forth a victory. God, we pray forth a victory for him, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for anointing him with your oil, sending forth your word to heal, God, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, he was sharing with another coworker that he's like the only income in his home, and he said he had got sick in here the other week, and he had to drive himself to the hospital. When he got to the hospital, his blood pressure was sky high, and he said they was telling him that he almost had a stroke.
Wow.
But you know, a lot of times when the enemy try to attack our health, one thing that keep us is our faith in the Lord, even sometimes when we don't understand what's going on with us. So I had went and asked him his name, and I said, I'm going to get prayer for him. I said, because I know when we touch in agreement with someone else praying and speaking the word of God over his life, that it will come into manifestation. So thank you for praying for us.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad that I was. I'm here to do so.
How's your husband? How's your husband been doing? Well, both of you.
Since the loss of his mom.
Yes, ma'am.
Mhm. Yeah. Thank you for asking. He's doing well, actually. You know, the family is doing well. I think it's because her health was very delicate, and everybody knew that,
mm-hmm.
like with her heart.
Yeah.
And with her kidneys mm-hmm. for many years. So it's really incredible that she was doing as well as she was for as long as she was. So with her health being so delicate, it was incredible for her to come and get good numbers from the doctors that were sustainable for her, you know. So, but over the last couple of years, and it started to decline, gradually decline, her health had been. And she definitely, one of the things I noticed the doctor wrote on one of her papers, which I thought it was accurate, was that she was depressed over the quality of life. And sadly so, to see her that way, you know. And so she really, Rhonda, had been asking the Lord to take her home and to go to heaven. So one thing that she did like to do, but towards the latter part of her time, she kind of stopped reading. She said something with her eyes. And I did have a friend come over and help me occasionally, like once a week. And I would ask her, like, please, excuse me, read this book to her. Go on the back porch, spend time with her. Just things that I couldn't always do that just because I was spending a lot of other time doing a lot of other things for her that I couldn't always just sit, you know. And but one book that I did get to answer part of this question is that we got Letters to Heaven. I don't know if I mentioned this, but so I had my friend start to read that to her. And then my sister-in-law also gave her a book on heaven where a man had a testimony. We actually didn't get to finish that book, but he had a testimony on how he had this, how he had went to heaven. And he was sharing it. I don't know if she got it somewhere. I'm not sure. It was a really good story. We my friend read three chapters to her, then I read three chapters to her, and I think there were three more chapters, okay? But when she got done reading between those two books, and she sometimes she would wake up and say, I'm ready to go. I'm praying that I go to heaven, and I don't think it's going to be too much longer, you know? And so they all kind of knew that, and she wasn't exactly in a place where she was enjoying life, if that makes sense. So I think because of those things, they're glad to know that she is in heaven and she is in her final, you know, destination and resting place. So I think he's okay. I mean, we did have some time to talk about some things when we were in Michigan and that, you know, and it probably would be good for me to ask him again, but I think everyone does have, you know, like a sense of peace and contentment. I think because she was in our house last, there are still, of course, memories and certain things that I'm still working through having her here. You know what I mean? Just that, the time that we spent together. Go ahead.
Thank you. Not to cut you off. Thank you for sharing that, because that's a powerful testimony that you just shared, because a lot of times people are at the end of their life, for its age and health-wise, and they can see it, but then it's like they be in denial. And I'm not talking about my husband. I'm talking about, like, some of her family members, because she got sick in 2018. My husband went out there and stayed with her for 6 months, and then he came back home and brought her back here. Well, they told us before then that she had seemed like she had stages of dementia. So we brought her out here, but one thing we made a promise to her is that we would take her home three times a year. So from 2019, February, all the way up until her passing, we would drive her to North Carolina three times a year. And, of course, to them, then it didn't seem like she had dementia, because, you know, she's just now seeing them because she's been gone. So it's like everything is fresh and new to her. But after being around her for a while, you know, the dementia, the depression, and that's why I said thank you for sharing that, because she was independent all the way up to she was 85. And when she got sick and couldn't do anything, depression set in. Well, I found out from a doctor that depression brings on dementia stronger than ever. So that's where dementia came from. Yes, ma'am, from depression. She had a brother that used to go and sit with her every day when she was still getting up, getting around. Well, he went home one day and had a massive heart attack. Then another one of her real good friends died. So the people that she was really close to died. And she started saying, well, you know, everybody got to go. And, you know, we can't, you know, be upset when people leave here. And she said, I know one day I'm going to have to leave here. But it seemed like she kind of got sad and depressed when they left. And even though we brought her out here, it's just things that she would share with us that we knew, you know, she wasn't going to be here long just from her conversation, you know. And one thing I loved about her is that she always told us, she said, one thing I always do is before I go to bed at night, I ask the Lord to forgive me, and I say my prayers. She said, when I wake up in the morning, I ask the Lord to forgive me. She said, I always have a heart to repent. She said, because I don't know what I might do in my sleep or what I might do in the daytime, you know, that I need to ask the Lord for forgiveness. And that's something that really, really stuck with me. I said, because some people can be in their right mind and not even asking the Lord to forgive them for things they thought, said, or done. So it's just her journey with us was so powerful, because we was able to see a lot of things and learn a lot of things through her and with the Lord. And of course my husband is still hurt, because she's not his birth mom. She's been had him since he was 2 months old, so for a long time he thought that was his birth mom. But they were so close. They were so close. So he understands, because he knows the Lord, but he's still hurt. And that's why I was asking you, how was your husband doing, because, you know, it's something about mothers with their sons. It's a different kind of relationship. Even though sons are close to their father, it's something about mother and son also. And my husband struggles a lot. So, you know, I'm continuously having to pray for him, you know, and just, you know, try to be supportive, because it does still hurt. It's only been since August with us. And, you know, we had to go through Thanksgiving, we got to go through the holidays and stuff like that. So
Well, one thing I did do that you said that I did with my mother-in-law when we were in the apartment. So this was around March or so. I was asking her when she would come. I mean, you know, we didn't have a lot of room in her apartment at all. But you know, I would ask her. So I would be on my computer and opened up a document and I said, you know, what would you want to say to your great-grandchildren, you know, because I know my girls are going to have children sometime soon, you know, and I didn't know if she would be here for them, you know, but I figured if she could put something into words and express herself to her grandchildren and great-grandchildren, then I could capture that and use that for her future, you know, or even frame it and, like, you know, if they have a baby girl, put it in a pink frame or whatever, you know, those various things that we could do creatively for them to have those words and that blessing from her. So we spent some time, like, over the 3 or 4 weeks, you know, I just went through every family and every grandchild, and then there's a big paragraph for, like, her grandchildren overall and her great-grandchildren. Well, before she left, I said, a couple weeks before she left, I said, do you think you would want to do something for Christmas for your grandchildren? And I said, it doesn't have to be anything big, and it's not about the money, you know. I said, but just to express your thoughtfulness and your love to them. And she said, she paused, and then she said, well, will you help me with that? And I said, sure. Well, when she left, okay, she has a dozen grandchildren and three or four great-grandchildren, but then four of them are married. It comes out to be like a 19, 20 of them, okay? And she had $100 left in her wallet. So when we did the family meeting, I said, listen, I had a conversation with her, and this is how it went, like, and I told you what I just told you. Is there any way I can just take that cash and figure out, give each of the grandchildren something small, and this expression that she's expressed is like, so combining the two things. So I'm actually doing that for her in a way. For me, it's like honoring her in a way, honoring her and blessing this, you know, the generation, and just blessing her memory and honoring still what she would have liked, you know, and her wishes. So for me, that's very cathartic in some ways, you know, to do that for Christmas, you know, on her behalf, you know, and it feels like closure for me as well, you know. And I'm actually delighted to do it, you know.
Yes, that's awesome. That's awesome. I know with my mother-in-law, what I did with her every day is, when I would give her bath, I would go in there and turn on gospel songs and let her listen to them, and she would sing them. You know, she knew them. She knew how to pray, and we would, like, have, like, a fellowship, a worship time. And I think, actually, now that I look at it, that I was preparing her to get ready to go home, you know. But the things that I see now, today, you know, because she talked about the Lord a lot. And, you know, sometimes you don't understand things when it's going on, then you can see. So, but my prayers have been with you and your husband, and I know that y'all will find strength in, you know, this season to press through, just with the beautiful memories that we have, you know, because, of course, we'll see them again when we get to heaven. So that'll be a rejoiceful time. So I just thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, amen. Thanks for asking. Because, actually, December 6th is literally my mom's 1 year passing. So it's been, we both lost our moms, I know, 11 months apart. So my mom's name is Grace, and so on December 6th, I'm calling it a day of grace. So I'm just going to, you know, spend time remembering her, honoring her life, and my new reality without her, but in a good, you know, as good as I can get it, but calling it just a day of grace, you know.
Yes, yes, yes. And you know what? The sad thing is so many people. I'm going to say this and let you go because I know there's other people on here. But this has, these last 2 years since 2019 has been a rough season to where people have been passing away. And I'm talking about people that you thought would live for a long time, because even though my mother-in-law was battling dementia, I was hoping that, you know, the Lord would have let her live till she got at least 95 or 100. But I mean,
yeah,
there's people that are leaving here. But one thing, you know, the Lord is showing me is that a lot of people today are just living, and some of them aren't even preparing themselves for Christ's return. And one thing about death, death makes you stop and think about a lot of things, even your own salvation. So a lot of things that we had to go through and experience in these last few years, after this last season, it's like a eye-opener to everybody, you know, to see
yeah.
that, you know, that time we all got a, I call it a front row experience. We all going to have one of those front row experiences where, you know, we have to say goodbye. Somebody going to have to say goodbye to us one day, but it's been rough.
Yeah.
But I just thank God for his grace that allows us to get through this, and it doesn't overcome us.
Amen. Yes, he is our portion. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
So
well,
thank
hey,
you again, and you have a blessed night.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
okay.
ma'am. I take it. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me pray for you. Father, I just thank you for Rhonda, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord. I thank you for your works, God. I thank you, Lord. You know, the word says that the Spirit gives testimony to us that we are a child of God. And so there is something with a testimony that's very important to the Lord that gives word to it and confirms it and establishes it and assures it. And so the word of the Lord is speaking to you that his Spirit gives testimony to your spirit that you are a child of God. So I thank you, God, for your declaration of that, God. I thank you for your assurance of that, God, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, that you've ratified that with your own blood, God, in Jesus' name, Lord. We thank you for that, God, that it's holy. Your blood is holy. Your blood is precious, God, in Jesus' name, and your blood is righteous, God. We thank you for the seal of the Holy Spirit upon Rhonda, in Jesus' name. We thank you for that, God. We thank you for it, Lord, that you see her and you know her and you seal her, God. In Jesus' name, we thank you for that in the name of Jesus. You know, there was a, you know, because I'm seeing the Lord sees you, your person, your whole person, and your spirit, you know. And there was a thing when we just went to the counseling, when I went to the counseling thing in September, and they were talking about that we are fully alive, no, fully human and fully alive. That's what they were saying, right? Because they say about Jesus that he was fully man. And fully God, right? So he was both those things, and just declaring that we are fully human, and you know, because he came for our humanity, and we are fully alive in Christ. And I see him seeing all of that, you know, and when Jesus prayed for us in John 17, he was saying, like, sanctify them in the truth, and his word is truth. And and just that sanctification process, which we all bear, and we all come to the Lord, and we all yield to, and we all have our own journey and our own process, that you're not too hard, like, on yourself, with that you offer yourself, like, the same compassion and the same mercy and the same grace that you would offer to anybody else, that you offer to me, that you offer to your daughter, you know, and whatnot, that you offer to yourself as well. And, but the Lord, knows that he stands before you, his spirit is before you, declaring, he gives testimony and bears witness to your spirit that you are a child of God. And so we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for it in Jesus' name, that she belongs to the Lord. In every act that you do of obedience, of, you know, like even when you take communion, when you give an offering, when you pray, when you, all of those things declare on earth as it is in heaven, but specifically on earth, that you belong to the Lord, because you're saying, I belong, when you take communion, I belong to the Lord. And it's important on earth for the enemy, there's no confusion with your identity. Yeah, there's no confusion, and he can't snag you and hook you in your confusion. There's a declaration of your identity to Christ. In Jesus' name, I thank you for that, Lord. And so now I'm just remembering Jacob. So when he brought him to that place in that land and he gave an offering, there was a time where the Lord would have me give an offering for one of my children, but he would do it. The offering would be like for the year they were born. It was very significant that it was for that child, you know, and for that specific or their birthday, you know, and so it's very specific, declaring with the authority of the Lord that they belong to Christ on earth. So just as a fulfillment of the will and the purposes of God continue to be done and made a way for in Jesus' name. So I thank you for that, Lord. I thank you, God, for how you use Rhonda, God, in her family, in her household, with the generations, God, and even in her workplace, God, that she's faithful to do that, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, that you would bless her and encourage her. And hold on, I have a verse for you. It's Psalm 84:11. Okay. This is a good verse. All of this 84 is very good psalm. Okay, hold on. Yeah, 84:11 is what I was going to read. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord bestows grace and favor and honor. No good thing will he withhold from those whose walk is upright. So I thank you, Lord, and I just bless Rhonda with that. Even in the workplace, God, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. To God be the glory. I receive it. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
To God be the glory. Well, praise God. Thank you so much for joining us and sharing.
Yes, ma'am.
And your encouragement.
Thank you for sharing.
Yes.
Yes, thank you for sharing, because your testimony also is able to help pull things out of us. Because I think one night I was listening to Carmen, and Sarah got on, and she said she lost her mom in August. Carmen said she lost her mom in August, and it's all of them passed around the same time. My mother-in-law passed around the 27th. So that also gave me comfort in knowing that she had company. She had other people in her presence as she went home to be with the Lord. So that just touched my heart, because it's like, you know, sometimes we're hurt when they leave, but it's like they went home to be with Jesus. And look, Sarah mama went with her, Carmen mama went with her. So, you know, I just rejoice in things like that, because I know the Lord loves us all, and he's going to come back for us. He is.
Yes. That's a good picture. And a good word.
Yes.
So, and I didn't know that. So thank you for sharing that too. And I will tell my husband you asked about him. So God bless you.
Yes, and I'm always going to be in prayer for y'all, because like I said, I know it's rough, but he said we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So that's the great thing about it. We have a testimony that can bless someone else. So I love you guys, and I thank you so much, Deborah. Have a blessed
night. Okay, we love you too. Thank you so much for your prayers and encouragement.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Okay, if anyone else would like prayer, I have time for one more caller. If you would like prayer, just press 1 on your keypad, even if you're dialed in. And you didn't do it at the time that you initially called in, you can still, at this time, get your hands up, as they say, for prayer. So thank you so much for joining us this evening. And I know the Lord is establishing something in his ways during this time. And we do want to come into agreement with what's happening with his word and his victories and his light and his anointing, and offer that, even as Rhonda is saying, as comfort and healing to others as well who may need it. And there are those who do need it during this time. So, yes, I know many who are one specific person who just will not leave me alone in my spirit is very, very ill with cancer. So we pray healing upon her and encouragement to that entire family in Jesus' name. Yeah. So thank you, Lord. Let's just pray for those that we know that are actually the thought of another person. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, that even during this time, Lord, we just send forth your even your miracle oil of comfort, of healing, God, in Jesus' name, healing many facets and many things, God, spiritually, physically, emotionally, God, even restoring, God, if you could resurrect things with your miracle, God, and your oil, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, things that are fragmented, that you would bring clarity and closure, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, that we do rely on you and depend on you, and we bless your name, and you are the ruler of the universe, and you, you've given us life, God, and sustained us, and you enable us through every season, God, and we just anoint your name with your oil, that you be anointed in Jesus' name. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and end. So shalom, everyone. And God bless y'all.